Matt Greenwood speaking to John Brown, head coach of the DeSoto wrestling team, both boys and girls. And we're talking to him today because one of his girls wrestlers was a district champion this past weekend. And our athlete of the week, our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward athlete of the week. And her name is JC Feller, and she's a sophomore for DeSoto. And she's undefeated this year, 32-0, and just basically ran through the district tournament on her way to a district title. And we're going to sort of dive into some details with Coach Brown here about the matches, Coach. Obviously, there's not a lot of great detail you can go into about the first two because she won in 15 seconds and 13 seconds, but it progressively got tougher for her, of course, as you would expect in a district tournament. It progressively got tougher for her, but she would still win pretty easily. But just talk about her district tournament run and kind of give us an idea as to just how dominant she was.
The first two matches, like you said, were only a few seconds long. I guess the opponents were kind of scared because they knew who she was. They were wrestling, and she caught them and put them on her back, pinned them, and then the other two matches went a little bit longer. But you know, they were wrestling her, and but she put them on the mat and pinned them both in the first period for both of them.
Yeah, it certainly was. 127 for the third state ranked girl in Missouri, and then 136 in the, or excuse me, 106 in the first period for the second wrestler in the state. So, I mean, like I said, she just dominated this district tournament, and she's number one in the state as well, Coach. I don't know if you know for how long she's been number one in the state, but for DeSoto to have this kind of wrestler being able to do this sort of thing, what does that mean, do you think, for the DeSoto and the wrestling program?
Well, first off, she's probably one of the hardest working kids we have in the room. She's dedicated, very dedicated to wrestling. Practice wise, she'll go out after anybody or anything. Anything we ask her to do, she'll do it, and never have a complaint out of her. But she's very dedicated, and for DeSoto, it's a great thing for being ranked number one. I'm just hoping she pulls it off at state.
Yep, that is still the next obstacle, Coach Brown. But she is our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Athlete of the Week, and for very good reason. And you and I have been discussing that, and I just sort of want to rehash that because not a lot of people get out and see wrestling. You know, they don't get involved in watching wrestling. I know there is a good following, but it's not, a huge following. And some of our listeners, I'm sure, are aware that wrestling is happening, but, don't actually get out there and see these matches. What's it like for you as a coach to witness what JC Feller's been doing, not just in the districts, but this year as well? What's that experience like to see her do what she does?
I'm just glad I have an athlete like this. You can coach all you want, but your athletes make you a great coach, I guess you can say. And I appreciate her putting time and effort into the sport.
Do you have to do much encouragement for her? Or is she just sort of a go-getter type person?
She goes out, like I said, in practice, she's always drilling. When we ask, whatever we ask them to do, she's there, she's doing it. She gives it 110% in practice, and it shows on the mat that she's, she practiced very hard, and then she'll go out there and take what she's learned back out on the mat against an opponent.
Coach, as she does get ready for a run at state not this weekend, but next weekend, what are some things that Coach Brown and JC Feller are working on to not necessarily guarantee that she's a state champion, but at least put her in the best position to be one?
Well, we drilled and takedowns, things like that, and she knows what she has to do. She's one of those kids I really don't have to explain how to do it and things like that. She just goes after it in practice. I can't ask for anything better as a coach.
All right, let's move on, if you don't mind, to Hunter Bullock. She was also a district champion. in the 131. And by the way, I don't think I mentioned this, but J.C. Fowler wrestles in the 167. But Hunter Bullock, a junior for you in the 131. Talk about her district run.
She had a few tougher matches. I know that she ended up, she had a bye, I do, first round. And the second round, she had to wrestle against a Rockwood Summit opponent, and she ended up pinning her. And then she went into the semis against Northwest, and ended up pinning her in the third period. That was a tough match. And then she got into the finals against an opponent from St. James who was pretty solid, very solid wrestler, and ended up catching her and putting her on her back and pinning her. And she wrestled very well the weekend.
And what's Hunter Bullock's background? How did she get into wrestling?
She started with our junior high program, and she just kept coming and kept getting better. And she, once again, another person that comes into practice, and I don't have to question. They don't question me. They just do what we ask them to do, and they work hard.
I know before we started this interview, Coach Brown, that you didn't exactly have a bracket or an idea as to who was in the field for the state tournament for either Feller or Bullock. But at this point, I mean, in the season, does it matter who they're going to wrestle against, or is it really all about how the wrestlers Bullock and Feller approach these things? What are those conversations like?
It's a mind game, and I know they're going to be nervous down at the state tournament because this is the first year they've ever been down there as wrestlers. I feel that, you know, talking to them and telling them that it's just another match may help, but, you know, you can't control the nerves when you're down there. So I'm hoping that they're more relaxed, and hope usually that helps them out quite a bit.
Okay. I know sophomore Isabella Hartwell, I know her season is over. She didn't qualify for state at this past weekend's districts, but a thought or two on her and her season this year, Coach.
She's one of those kids that has a really good attitude, and she wants to get better. And she ended up telling me that, "I'm glad you had me come out for wrestling," and she loves it. And, you know, that's part of the battle. You got to love the sport, and she does. And she told me she's gonna do some off-season training and things like that. So I'm hoping that she'll have a better season next year. But I was happy to have her out.
All right, very well. We are speaking to Coach John Brown of DeSoto Wrestling, both girls and boys. And while we have you here, Coach, I know the districts for boys is this weekend. Landon Porter, obviously a strong candidate for a state championship run. Talk about him a little bit and the districts coming up and kind of, you know, how you see the field kind of playing out there, if you will.
Well, first off, you got to get through districts, and Landon has an undefeated record right now. He's been wrestling very well at heavyweight. You'll have tough opponents like the rest of them. Logan Zimmerman's another undefeated wrestler for me. He's got a great shot, his brother Connor Zimmerman has a pretty good record. Cole Watson has had a great season this year too. We got Kenny Coates at 113 that has had a pretty good season also. So I'm just hoping to get them through, and the rest of them, if we can, it'd be great.
Any insight as to who could be some of the tough challenges for your specific DeSoto boys wrestlers at districts this year?
Well, I tell the kids this is also one match at a time. They're all tough. Everybody wants to get to state. It's a different approach. The intensity is a lot higher during this district tournament. Anybody's got a shot. I've seen upsets, and I just tell the kids, we'll wrestle one match at a time. Don't think about two matches beforehand, because that can ruin you.
All right. Sounds like a really good advice, Coach, and you've been doing this for a while now. So I'm sure they stopped doing whatever they're doing and listen to you. So
I hope so.
All right. At least maybe they make it appear that they do. All right, Coach Brown, certainly appreciate your time today. Congratulations to J.C. Feller on being a district champion and our Athlete of the Week. Congratulations to Hunter Bullock as well for being a district champion. Good luck to those girls at state, and good luck to your boys at districts this weekend, Coach.
All right, thank you.
All right, that is John Brown, head coach of DeSoto Wrestling, joining us here today on KJEF.